Statesville zone.
Yeah, man, Statesville.
Tom Hoagie. Tom, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Oh, man, how are you doing? How's it feel coming off a top 10? Are you ready? Are you lined up? You want to get back out there again?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and Tiger's tournament this week, an invitational. For a while, it looks like I was going to be able to play. I was first altered to start today, and luckily got in the field. So, get another opportunity this week to hopefully get out there and get another top 10 going.
Now, do you feel the confidence, you know, from that performance? Are you? I mean, does it feel different for you getting ready for this week?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's kind of been building. I've played well for about the last 2 months. Third in Memphis, I qualified for the U.S. Open and then had finished about 12th that week or 15th. And from there, I've really played pretty well and finished 16th at the Barbasol before heading up to Canada. And so I knew that my game was in good shape. And it was nice to see a few putts go in the hole finally.
Yeah, Tom, I know what does feel different. Your wallet. $220,000 almost equals your career earnings. I got to know, did they give it to you in U.S. dollars or do you have to do a conversion?
Yeah, it's all direct deposit, so it's nice to sit back and wait for that one to come in. It's nice to add some zeros to the paycheck.
Yeah, so, you know, how does that kind of propel you through the rest of the year? I mean, you've had some success on the web.com tour. This is your highest finish on the PGA Tour. Number one, it's got to feel really, really good. Number two, again, we talk about that momentum, and is that the case? Is it just a case of maybe getting something to kind of go your way? You had a strong finish in the final round. Is that kind of something that really does propel you more than maybe finding something in your swing that takes you to that spot?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that being a rookie out here, you're just never quite sure if you're like long. And so to have a good finish like that, and I really need it because I was down to the last few tournaments here to make a final push for the FedEx Cup. And so I still have a little bit of work to do, but that top five finish really helped me out.
Well, and so you had a bogey on number nine up there in the RBC Canadian Open, and then you make the turn and you go par, 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 birdie, par. And are you somebody at this point that bothers looking at the leaderboard, looking at the scoreboard to figure out where you are? Because you went birdie, 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 birdie to finish. I mean, are you paying attention and watching what you're doing, what Bubba's doing, what Jason Day's doing? Are you paying attention at all, or are you just out there golfing the ball?
Yeah, I like looking at leaderboards. I'm a pretty competitive guy, so I like knowing where I stand and what I need to do. And I really felt like if I could make those birdies come in, I could finish with the top 10. And I didn't think I'd quite finish fifth. You know, the leaders kind of didn't quite do as much as I thought they would on Sunday. But I felt pretty fortunate. You know, I made some nice company, made about a 20-footer in the last hole. And at that point, it's just an added bonus.
Now, I know you'd played some in Canada on the other tours. Had you ever played at the Abbey?
I never have, nope. And it was my first time seeing it, and I really felt like it fit my game well. You needed to be very precise with your shots coming in because the greens had a lot of different little sections to them. So it suited me pretty well.
All right, well, Tom, I went up there to play a couple times, I think, in the NHL Players Association event. And the first time I got to 17, and I saw that the 17th had 17 bunkers, I wasn't sure, but I may, in the course of 2 days, been in all of them. There are two holes that I remember. There's that crazy one over the gorge there's a sign saying that John Daly flew the green one time, or I think it was John Daly flew the green. And then there's the 17th. When you stood on the 17th the first time for practice, were you amazed?
Yeah, luckily I was playing with some guys that have been there before. If you show me a line, there's bunkers everywhere. But it was pretty crazy because I played 17 better than I played the par 5, 16, and 18 for the week. So somehow I like 17.
All right, so I got to ask you a question. So, you know, the PGA Tour does a great job, and the web.com obviously is not quite as in-depth. But, you know, being a rookie out there on the PGA Tour, you get to look on the site at all the stats. Number one, do you look at your stats week in and week out?
I do a little bit, not a lot.
All right, so let me ask you this. I see one of the things I'm focusing on is driving accuracy percentage, 58.02.
Yep.
You're 152nd on the tour. Let me ask you the $10,000 question. Does driving accuracy, that particular number, make that much of a difference on the PGA Tour, or is it all about where you miss it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'd say having the right angle in these green, whether you're coming from the rough or the fairway, is more important. And it's kind of a deceiving stat because you can drive it 50 yards offline and be in a hazard or out of bounds, or you can miss a fairway by a foot and it still is a missed fairway. So it's a little bit deceiving, you know. That's really why I don't look at it that close, because you can kind of manipulate the stats one way or the other and however you want to look at it. So just I've always just said, if you can just get it out there in a position where you're not blocked by trees or bunkers or that sort of stuff, you're still in pretty good position on the hole.
Yeah, well, I mean, because you look at, you know, it shows driving distance, driving accuracy percentage, and greens in regulation. You're 75th, 152, and 133. But then you take that down to strokes gained tee to green, and you're 81st. So it makes those other numbers look like they don't even matter, and it's all about, you know, getting it on the green and giving yourself a look at birdie, isn't it?
Exactly, and I think to that point is that the stats get a little bit off because I didn't play as well as I would like to early in the year, so I had a number of weeks where I didn't drive it very well and I was out of position. And then for the last 2 months or so, I've been hitting it really well and hitting some great iron shots in there close and giving myself a lot of close looks at birdie, and that's where that strokes gain tee to green really improves, is just by having those 15 to 20 footers sometimes for birdies.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could become stat-obsessed and end up really even practicing the wrong things. I mean, as your game has really improved this year, and you did well at the Barbasol, and you came up here and obviously did well in the RBC, what have you been working on in your game that seems to be clicking for you right now?
You know, it's really not a whole lot. I feel like I've always hit it pretty good, and so I've just tried to work on the scoring spots, you know, the short game and putting, and just try and clean up some of the scoring stuff from 100 yards in, because you can make a shot so fast there. And that's kind of what held me back in the past, and last week was a perfect example. You know, I really didn't hit it well the first 2 days, and I made a lot of putts, kind of kept me in there, and then all of a sudden Sunday hit it really good, and then I started making everything. And you can jump up the leaderboard fast though.
Well, we are on the line with Tom Hoagie, PGA Tour professional, who just finished fifth in the RBC Canadian Open. Tom, for the listeners who weren't paying attention at the beginning of the interview, is from Statesville, North Carolina. He's one of our own. Tom, I've got to ask you, when you look at, you know, we have listeners all over the state who will look at this and say, hey, here's a kid from Statesville who went to Texas Christian, is now playing professional golf. Tell me a little bit about that journey for you. I mean, there are people out there who, how does somebody be like you?
Well, I really don't remember much of Statesville, to be honest with you, because my parents moved when I was pretty young up to North Dakota, actually, of all places.
That's a golf mecca.
That kind of goes to show that you can be from anywhere and still play golf. But, no, I was fortunate that I was able to go to TCU and really just kind of got a little better each year. I was never real stand for college golf, but just kept on playing on the PGA Tour now, having a blast.
Yeah, well, hopefully they weren't like you weren't on vacation somewhere, and they were going to North Carolina, and they took a wrong turn to North Dakota. I mean, it could get messed up.
A little colder up there.
So, but let me ask you this: because you've been out on web.com and the PGA Tour, give me what you think is the biggest difference between going at it week to week on the web.com tour and going at it week to week on the PGA Tour, because I still maintain, and I'm not talking about the travel and the logistics, I'm talking about the actual play. Because it seems like on the web.com tour, a lot of weeks, you shoot 65, you're kind of holding station, whereas on the PGA Tour, if you can throw a 65 out there, you tend to move up the leaderboard.
Yeah, I would just say that the PGA Tour courses are longer and a lot more difficult for PGA web.com. They get by hitting driver and hitting it a little wild, and then if you're driver and wood and iron even. You get on the PGA Tour and it's driver every hole and you better hit it straight, because if you get out of position, you're in trouble. So just a lot more emphasis on ball striking, I would say, versus the web.com where you have to make birdie every hole and you've got to be really good with the wedge.
Well, I want to circle back to this your new heavier wallet. You know, that's a big, dude, that's a big paycheck. That's like South Carolina's best scratch ticket. So are you going to do anything with that money? You got any crazy? You going to pick up a Porsche? What are you going to do? Or is it just going to pay for stuff that you spent years ago?
I'm not too crazy of a guy, so I'm just going to save it. You never know what's going to happen in golf, so I'm going to need that money here down the road, I'm sure.
Well, maybe not, because people tend to come on the Golf Shop Radio Show, get the Golf Shop Radio Show bump, and just they are elevated. They are launched into superior play for the next few months.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to throw it out there, I mean, on the Symetra Tour, Brianna Elliott, she has been on the show recently, and she just won her first event this last week. So, you know, we're just saying.
Yeah.
It has happened.
Awesome.
To more than one.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For instance, Russell Henley was on the Web.com Tour, won the Chiquita Classic here in Charlotte 1 year. He came on the radio show. The next event he played in was the Sony Open in Hawaii in the PGA Tour. Winner. So you got that going for you. Just saying.
Perfect.
Just saying.
So what does the rest of the season look like for you? Are you playing every event? Are you going back and forth? What are we talking about for the rest of the season?
Well, I'm playing this week in Washington, D.C., next week in Reno, and then it's looking like a week off right now for the week of the PGA Championship, and then one last one there at the Wyndham. And then the FedEx Cup starts, so I've got to move up a little bit on the FedEx Cup list yet to get to the top 125 and keep the season going. Otherwise, three events left and we're done.
Yeah, and then so at that point, you know, if you don't get into the top 20, 125, and I believe they're still doing it, either the FedEx Cup points or the money list at this point.
Yep.
So then you start looking towards the fall series events, the playoff events in the Web.com Tour. You know, obviously you have a little experience in that, being on the Web.com Tour. Is that a completely different animal for you if you have to go back into that, because you're coming from the PGA Tour back to the Web.com Tour as opposed to trying to go the other direction?
Right. That's a little bit different, just mentally getting ready for that. But, you know, I feel pretty good about it. Just I've been playing so well for the last 2 months here now, and I finished third there at the Chiquita last year, and that's how I got my card, and really feel like I know the golf course as well. So if I got to go that route, I feel good about it. Hopefully we can get back out of the PGA Tour for the next season.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there. You're 141 on the FedEx Cup list. So, you know, another top 10 probably propels you a little bit closer to that number. So, you know, again, you know, I think, because we are on in Greensboro right now, so I'm thinking that the Golf Shop Radio bump is going to happen for you in Greensboro. So I'm just throwing that out there.
That sounds good to me. I'll take it anytime I can get it.
Well, Tom, we really appreciate you hopping on with us tonight, and we look forward to your continued success. And you know what? Just keep Statesville in your mind. I mean, that's where you're from originally.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, man.
Yep.
That's PGA Tour player Tom Hoagie. So
born in Statesville. I'm sticking with it. I don't care.